Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. It's good to have everybody back on Blog Talk Radio. Tell your friends and your family to tune in. And please share this broadcast out for us. And we want to welcome to the broadcast. And we welcome all the new listeners from Facebook and from all over the world and the United States. And the Facebook listeners can put their comments or their prayer requests in the comments below. And we'll pray over them during the broadcast. And if God's done anything for you on this broadcast, just let us know some way or another so we can let the other people know what God's done for you, and it'll lift other people up. You know, we're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. So we know God's done something for somebody around here. And most of all, he loved us so much that he went and died on the cross to save us from our sins. And we just give God praise for that. The subject for tonight is sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God. And that's coming out of Leviticus 20, verse 7. And we need to live a holy and a blameless life before God and set apart from this world. That's the only way we're going to make heaven our home, is to have the Lord in our life and to be sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. We just want to say that we thank everybody for sharing it and for listening in. And just join us tonight for a time of praise and worship and preaching the Word of God. And I see that we got a caller in here, so just a minute here. 706, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
It's your brother Billy Keeley from Vaughn Hill Full Gospel Church. How y'all doing?
Oh, doing great, brother. We're blessed. Okay, you go ahead and obey the Lord.
Well, first of all, y'all, I'm going to give God all the glory for everything he's done and praise his name and uplift him. My name ain't much of nothing down here, and but I am a willing vessel for the Lord, praise God, and he's going to honor the end, you know. He's answered my prayers. He puts food on my table, and he puts a roof over my head, and we're serving a living God, and not no just, he's not imaginary God. He is a living God, praise God.
Amen.
Someone that he'll let you know in his spirit that he's listening to you, and he'll even give you the answers, and he'll guide your pathway, praise God. But he, like I said earlier, he just wants a willing vessel, someone that he can work in and do what do his work for him. And I'm going to start hitting number 6, if that's all right.
Yeah, you just go ahead.
Oh,
thank God.
And the soul, that turneth after such as a feminine spirit, and after wisdom
wizards.
After them, I will even set my face against that soul and will cut him off from among my people. It says, sanctify yourselves. Hold on just a minute. I've got to turn the page. Sanctify yourself and be ye holy, for I am the Lord thy God. And ye shall keep my standards and do them. I am the Lord which sanctify you. For
amen.
Every woman, huh? For every one his father accused his father.
Curse.
Yeah, okay. Curse his father or his mother shall be surely put to death. He that curses his father or mother shall his mother, his blood shall be upon him. I'll stop right there. You know, we got to sanctify ourselves, and that's hard to see nowadays. The new generation, your kids are coming up, and the old people try to tell them, say, look, you can't do that in God's eye. You know, if you come against your mother and your father, praise God, that's against God, because he said that one of the commandments is honor thy father and thy mother, praise God. And they lose sight of what the mother and father brought them. So, you know, kids are 40-year-old, both of them. And I brought them a long way with the help of the Lord. And, you know, and I can honestly say I've not had no trouble out of them the whole life so far, because we kept them in church, praise God. And God give us what to feed them, and God give us what they need. And yeah, it was rough sometimes, praise God. We didn't have but just a few dollars to go through the next week on. But, you know, my kids was fed, praise God, because I was a willing vessel. And it says, sanctify yourself. And a lot of people said, oh, I do that. But, they turn right around and they're doing the same thing they was doing. Really? Did they really sanctify themselves? They might have done it in the church in front of people. Then on the outside, they're going to do what they want to. But that ain't no good neither, because God has got an unseen eye. He can see everything. He knows what's going on. He made this place. He made us, and he made everything. So, yeah, he got the right to look down on us and see what we're doing. And you know, but if you don't honor your mother and father, praise God, you know, that's the very ones that care the most about you, other than God. And if you can't honor them, there's trouble somewhere, praise God. And my daughter had a friend. He come down to the house Wednesday because he couldn't go back home to mama. And I let him spend the night. And the next morning I got up and I told him, I said, come on home. I'm going to take you home. And I went down there and talked to his mother. And I said, if a child can't talk to his mother, there's something wrong. So I reckon that, I don't know whatever happened with her, but she let him back in the door, praise God. I was telling her, you know, he's like the prodigal son. He wants to come back home. But, you know, we got to sanctify ourselves. Can't nobody else do it for us, Sister Betty. We can't depend on nobody nowadays for nothing, hardly. You know, we can't depend on some of them to come and get us and take us to church. And we can't depend on nothing right now, but we got to depend on God. He's the only one, praise the Lord. And then we got to depend on that, God, and sanctify ourselves. Well, they say, well, how you do that? Well, sanctify yourself is quit sinning. Don't keep a sinning. Don't keep doing whatever you think you can do and get by with it. Because God is a jealous God. He don't want you serving other gods. He don't want you playing with cards or wedgie boards and seance and some of them. I don't know what all they call it. But that's no way to sanctify yourself. That right there is a... witchcraft, and it's come against God, praise God. But we got to sanctify ourselves. And know somebody said, well, where'd I start at? You know, they may say, where'd I start at? When I, you know, how'd I sanctify myself? Get honest and truly in your heart and talk to God about it. You get sincere in your heart, like you really mean it, and you got to mean it. And God will answer you, and he'll tell you what to do. Just like he did Saul when he knocked him off the horse, praise God. He told him what he had to do, praise God. And that's what we got to do. We got to honor our fathers and mother. We got to love one another. We got to have peace between one another. And we got to have caring and charity and joy and love for one another. That's where you can start out by sanctifying yourself. But the first thing you need is you get right with Jesus, praise God, and he'll take that stony heart out, and he'll put a brand new heart in there, and he won't even leave a scar where he did that at, praise God. That's what happened to me, and if you let him touch your heart, you don't have to give up a lot of stuff, praise God, because he'll guide you. He'll lead you into the path of righteousness, praise God. So you'll know how to do them things. If you don't know how to do them, if you're just a born Christian and I don't know what to do next, well, get in God's Word and read it, praise God, and talk to God. Yeah, he's sitting up there with you, so talk to him while he's there. You know, well, we got to be holy and pure. That's what the Scripture said. We got to purify ourselves and you know, we, you know, and be holy, for I am the Lord thy God, and you shall keep my standards and do them. I am the Lord which sanctify you. So therefore, it tells you how to do it, praise God. Get deep in the Lord, praise God. Listen to the Lord. Let him get baptized in the Lord, praise God. Let him guide you, Lord, praise God, and get closer to him. He's closer to you more than he is a daddy or a brother, sister, or mother. He's right beside of you. And that's what it is. You know, sometimes it's just like that poem everybody got probably in their house, the footprints. If you look back and only see one set of footprints, well, he's carrying you. Them are his footprints, you see, praise God. Because he will do that, whatever he takes, he will do whatever it takes to protect his children and make sure they're on the pathway to make it home, praise God. And that he's got waiting for us. You know, he said in John 14, I believe it said, he said, don't let your heart be troubled nor be afraid. I go to prepare a mansion for you, praise God, and when I go, I'll come back, praise God. But, you know, we got to get sanctified in God, and we got to let God use us and let God, he will guide us and teach us, and he will sanctify us, but it's up to us if we want to stay sanctified. You know, he only obligated to do it one time to save us, praise God, but although he is a merciful God, but he's only obligated one time to do that. But, you know, he will take you back, praise God. But once you lose that first love, praise God, it's so hard to get back, you know. It just leaves a scar in your heart, praise God. But he will still tell you to go back to the potter's house and do everything over, praise God. You know, but the Acts, in that book of Acts 2 and 38, he says, repent, therefore, and do your first works over. And so, you know, why do we want to keep going doing our works over and over and over? We got time. We ain't got time for that. We got to tell the world that Jesus Christ is coming again. We got to tell the world, praise God, if you want healing, you got to quit going back to the potter's wheel. You got to stand up, praise God. You got to take it into your own hands and say, I'm running this race, Lord. I don't want to look back. I know that surely goodness and mercy has got my back, praise God. And I don't have to keep watching my back, praise God, because you got it took care of. I see a light towards heaven, praise God, and that's my candle that's lighting my way home, praise God. But I got to keep myself sanctified. I got to keep myself in the Lord, praise God, and I got to keep talking to him, praise God, and I don't want to talk to none of that other stuff, Buddha and all that, because he is a jealous God, and he sure ain't going to keep you sanctified if you keep breaking his commandments and coming against him. And you know, all you got to do is ask and believe. If you whatever you want, he will supply your every need, but he won't supply your every want, because we're like little children sometimes. We want more than we can do. We want more than we can handle, and he knows that. And he won't give it to us, praise God. And so they'll puff up a little bit at God and Jesus, and they say, hey, you know, he wouldn't do this for me. But yet they'll go home and lay down in their bed that's got a roof over it. They'll pull the covers up on it, the ones that he had made for them, and they'll sleep good in their bed, but their soul is troubled. Their soul will not get them no rest until they go back and talk to the Lord and apologize and say, Lord, Lord, are you listening? Will you take me back? Because, you know, we got to sanctify ourselves. We got to be anchored in God. We got to be unmovable, unstoppable. And when the Lord tells you, go witness somebody or go somewhere to preach, you got to be like Paul. You got to have a backbone like a saw log, unmovable, and you cannot bend or bow or break any rules of God. You got to give them the word of God, where it torments and everything else, but it don't matter. If you give them the word of God, it's a, it may be, and they ain't that book, you know, them words may be bitter to them and sour to them, but it'll help their soul, praise God. And that's what we got, that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to get everyone that we can to sanctify themselves. Let the Lord sanctify you. And don't come against your mama and your daddy. That's one good thing right there where you can start at, praise God. And I don't have neither one of mine, praise God. They passed away years ago, and you only got one mama, and you only got one daddy, praise God. And you probably got one wife and kids, but you know, you got to love them while they're here, because you know, you may not ever see them again, and you have regrets not taking care of them after they're gone ain't no good. And as the song is, give them the flowers while they live. After you give them the flowers after they're gone, that ain't no good, because they can't see them. But take care of them. Love them and take care of them like they did you when you was growing up, praise God. And that's the way the Lord, I don't care if you're 100-year-old when you first come to the Lord, but you're a new baby in Christ, although you might be 100 years old. And he protected you. He will guide you, and he will lead you, praise God. And he will put you on the path of righteousness, with a straight and narrow, praise God. But, you know, we cannot keep turning back. We got to keep our heart and mind together on the Lord, and he'll keep us sanctified. And you know, we don't have to worry about washings. Blood off our hands or nothing like that, because, praise God, we won't have no blood on our hands if we help someone else like we needed help one time or another. And you know, there's other people in the same situation that we used to be in, praise God, but that's what we're here for, to help them and let them know that they are a way out of that situation. They don't have to live that kind of life no more. They don't have to live a heartbroken no more. They don't have to live in the shadows of life no more, in the darkness, because, you know, that's what sin is. It's darkness. But the Lord Jesus Christ is the light of that city, praise God. And if we will get tired of living in the darkness like I did, I had to do something. And I know I had to do something, because I felt it in my heart, praise God. And when I did go to the Lord, praise God, I saw a light, praise God, and I know the warmth and the feeling that touched my heart, and nobody else can do it, and I know that that was the Lord Jesus Christ. And anybody that's big enough to do that, hey, I have to call them Lord, praise God. I have to call them Jesus. I have to call them and let them sanctify me, praise God. I have to worship them. I have to be a willing vessel for them. And if I get caught up in this world sometimes and I get stuck in the mud a little bit, all I got to do is say, Lord, here I am. And he'll pick me up out of the mud and he'll shake the dust off of it and he'll put me back on my feet again. That's just the kind of God that we serve. And, you know, he don't care what color we are. He's colorblind, I believe, because he don't care about no color, praise God. He don't care about no where you come from, because we're all his children, one way or another, praise God. But we got to sanctify ourselves sometimes. We got to look in the mirror. It's hard to do. Don't look in the mirror to put makeup on, praise God, because you're just covering it up right there. But you take a deep look in the mirror. You look at yourself deep in the eyes right there, and the eyes go down to your heart. That's how everything gets to your heart just about it. And you look at yourself in the mirror, eyeball to eyeball, and you say, Lord, am I sanctified? And he may say no. Don't get discouraged, though, because all you got to do is ask him to help you with it, and he'll straighten you right out, praise God. But some of them get some pinches, and they run out of the bedroom, and they quit looking in the mirror for 2 or 3 months because you know as well as I do, something like that happened, and every time you look in the mirror, you're going to see that same thing. You're going to see that until you get it straight, praise God. And it ain't hard to stay sanctified. And it ain't hard to do what the Lord asks you to do, praise God. I'm going to turn it back over to you, Sister Betty, and say that I love the Lord and thank the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thanks for coming on and obeying the Lord, Billy.
Amen.
Let me get this other one turned on here and we'll see who the other ones are. 205, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
It's Brother James Miles, Detroit, Alabama.
Praise the Lord. Let me get this other one on and then we'll let you obey God. 706, right. Come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
Yes, Sister Betty, this is Brother Willie from Warrenow Full Gospel Church in Warrenow, Georgia.
Praise the Lord. Thanks for coming on, and we'll get to you next, Willie, after Brother James. Go ahead, Brother James.
All right, Sister Betty, I just want to thank God, you know, another day of life and another opportunity to do something for him. And
Amen.
I know what the word, I want to preach a little bit what the word says tonight. I'm going to start over here back a little further. I want to go to Exodus 31 and 13. And it says, Speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, Verily, my Sabbath ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you. Throughout your generation, that you may know that I am the Lord that doth sanctify you. And you know, you got people today, they claim to love the Lord, but they won't go to church. These people won't go in fishing season. They won't go. Some of them won't go in hunting season. Some of them won't go if they got a new car, they got to go on a vacation and try the car out. Or if they get a new boat, they got to go out on that lake and ride. And it seems like every Sunday's the best day to do it, don't it? But the Lord sanctifies us. And I thought about, as an example for me, I thought I was living perfect for God. I thought I was doing everything I needed to do, that I was sanctified, sealed, saved, set apart, everything. And then he spoke to me one night, woke me up, and said, I'm going to call you one more time. And here I was thinking I was sanctified. I mean, I'm living the way I think I ought to. But I was living the way I thought I ought to. You see, sanctifying comes from the Lord. I'm going to read it again.
Amen.
And this comes out of Leviticus chapter 20. And said, And the soul that turneth after such as have familiar spirits and after wizards to go a whoring after them, I will even set my face against that soul and will cut him off from among his people. Sanctify yourselves therefore, and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God. And ye shall keep my Sabbath, my statutes, and do them. I am the Lord which sanctified you. See, I couldn't sanctify myself. I couldn't get clean enough in myself. It takes the Lord to sanctify. And I believe when you get saved, you're really born again, you turn away from sin, glory to God. See, I think that you've got to come back and receive Christ unto yourself. When that house gets cleaned up, that old sin's gone, everything's washed away by the blood of Christ. You've got to have the Lord come inside you and sanctify you wholly unto him. He is what sanctifies us. It's his presence within us that sanctifies us. Glory to God. And you can't have it two ways. You can't be good. The Bible tells us, Ezekiel chapter 33, I'm just going to quote some, but it said, you know, the righteous man, when he gets to trusting in his own righteousness and does evil, all the good that he's ever done will be forgotten. But for the evil he's done, he shall be judged on that. You know, and I'm just paraphrasing, but that's what he's saying. You can't trust your righteousness. We can only trust the righteousness of the Lord, glory to God, because there's nothing else can save us. There's nothing else can sanctify us. It takes Jesus, glory to God. It takes him. And that's two places it says plainly that it's the Lord that does sanctify us. It's not us. We can't do it. I wish we could. But here's, I'm going to give you an example of this. How it is, if you go and say you got forgiveness, you got, God took your sins away from you, and you have the blood applied. You claim to be born again, but you don't go on. Because Billy quotes this scripture a lot. It says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open up, I'll come inside and sup with him. And him with me. So he'll come in and sanctify you and make you a house of God, make you the temple of the living God. But this is what it says over in Luke chapter 11. I'm going to start at 24. That when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, talking about that old evil spirit, seeking rest.
Yep.
And finding none, he said, I'll return unto my house whence I came out. In other words, the man he was living in. And when he cometh, he finds it swept and garnished. See, he prayed, they prayed and got the old spirit out of him. And the man was just clean as a whistle. There wasn't no sin left in him. The old devil was gone, but he found it just clean and garnished. And he said, he goeth eat and taketh him seven other spirits, more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Here he was with an evil spirit in him. And ain't gonna tell him what it was doing to him. You know, but it definitely had him walking after Satan. And he gets the spirit cast out because God had mercy on him. Maybe one of the apostles come by. Whatever, but they cast it out of him. But he didn't finish the job. He's like a lot of people goes to the altar, gets down and prays, and when they feel that washing of Jesus taking their sins away, they get up and are so happy. But they never go on and open that door and invite Jesus in. And they can't be sanctified. They'll be cleaned up for a while. But this, that evil that was in them before, it'll come back. And sometimes it comes back worse than it was because I've seen it happen too many times. People come to the altar, and they might come to church a little while after, and all of a sudden, you just don't see them no more. And glory, you ask around, where are they at? What's happened to them? Oh, they back on dope and they're out drinking, running roads again because they didn't finish up what God wanted them to do. He wants to sanctify you. He wants to purify you. He wants to be what's inside you. Glory to God. He says there's none holy, no, not one. So we can't be holy in ourselves. We can only be holy by him, through him. See, when he comes on the inside, that purifies us forever as long as we don't put him out. A friend, it takes Jesus being on the inside of us before we can be the real overcomers that God created us to be. Glory to God. I'm going to read a little bit out of Titus over here. I'm going to start in chapter 2, about verse 11. It says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world." How are you going to live godly without God being in you? How are you going to live godly without His Spirit? How do you know how to live godly if the Word of God is not engrafted on your heart? If the Holy Ghost is not in you to teach you all things about the will and the power of God and the good Word of God, how are you going to know all that? How are you going to know what's godly and what's not? Because it takes God. That's how. Glory to God. It says, "Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that we might redeem, he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee." Glory to God. When you tell them, hey, you come to the altar, oh, you've done good. You ask God to forgive you. You've asked him to turn your life around. Glory to God. You've done good, but have you cleaned up enough that he'll come on the inside? Amen. That's the sanctifying we do, is we quit what we're doing. Repent means turn away from, friends. Glory to God. Repent don't mean I'm sorry for it today, and tomorrow I'm going to pick it back up and go on about my business. Because it don't work. It's all this once in grace, always in grace. Well, when you get in grace, that's when God lives within you. Praise God. And if you make a mistake, he forgives you. And all you got to do is ask from then on, and he'll be there with you. Glory to God. But if you don't have him, friend, you got to go to that altar over and over and over. And sooner or later, he don't answer no more because you won't ask him inside. A house without God is not a clean house. I don't care who you are or what you preach or what you say. Glory to God. You cannot be what God wants you to be without God on the inside of you. Glory to God. And we got to be like Paul. He said, "I no longer live, but Christ liveth in me." Glory to God. And he comes out through me. Hallelujah. They can watch me live if they want to. They're not going to find nothing dirty. Praise God. Because Jesus lives on the inside, friend. That's what sanctifies and sets us apart and makes us a separate and a peculiar people, is Jesus on the inside. And when we speak and when we do things, he comes to the outside. He's the light within us that's supposed to pull others to us and get them out of the darkness. Praise God. Too many people have forgot our need for Jesus. I think, just like the preacher say, y'all come down here. How many of you trying to get saved? Repeat after me and I'll pray for you. And that'll do the job. Glory to God, it don't do the job. You got to finish the job and ask Jesus to come inside and let him teach you what you need. You got to pray from your heart to God. Hallelujah. You've got to be sorrowful. You've got to repent and turn away from the wickedness you did. Turn away from the sin in your life. Turn away from the things that confound the Word of God and start living and walking in it. Glory to God. I'm going to read a little bit out of chapter 3. And verse 4 says, "But after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done." Do you hear that? It's not what we have done. It's not the good things we do. "But according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost." When you want to get sanctified, then you seek the Spirit of God. Friend, you want to seek the Spirit of God? Then clean your life up and actually repent and turn away from your sins. Glory to God. Ain't no man got to tell you what you've done or where you've been or how you've messed up. Glory to God. You already know that. And you know what to do is repent. Turn from that and turn to the living God. Turn to the one that can sanctify you wholly before his eyes. Glory to God. You got to stand before him one day. And if you're not sanctified, you know what? You may be one of them goats and he places on the left that can't go in the kingdom. But the sheep, the one that follows the shepherd, is going to be placed on the right. And so they're going in and they're going to live forever. And they're going to enjoy it because they wanted God to come in and sanctify them, holy unto him. Glory to God. I remember preaching one time in Kentucky, Mount Vernon, Kentucky. And I was just preaching, and I said something like, when he told Peter and them, I'm going to make you fishers of men. And I said, all they had to do was catch them, and God would clean them. And a fella jumped up and started quoting all this. Cleanse yourselves. Let go of this. Do that. Do it. And I said, brother, have you not read over in 1 John of what it says there? Glory to God. Let me read it to you just a minute. Glory to God. It's verse 7 of the first chapter of 1 John says, but if we walk in the light as he's in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say
Amen.
That we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess
Amen.
Our sin, listen to this close, if you'll confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Everything you've ever done will be wiped away by the blood of Jesus Christ. Every bad deed, every bad word, every time you've talked about people, every time you've lied on people, every time you've told tales on people, every time you've let your body be used as an instrument of unrighteousness, all that's gone, praise God. But it's still up to you to invite him on the inside that he might purify you and sanctify you and make you holy before him. Because the Bible says, be ye holy, for I am holy. In other words, we got to be like God. And I got news for everybody. You can't do it on your own. Hallelujah, son of my God. Glory. You can't do it on your own because we're not good enough. The Bible said there's none good. No, not one. Praise God. That's in ourselves. But in Jesus, glory to God, there's true salvation. There's a path to holiness. There's a path to sanctification. And glory to God, there is being everlasting, saved in the arms of Jesus, forgiven by the blood of Jesus, washed clean in his blood. And praise God, all the uncleanness, even our thoughts, are taken and wiped away. Praise God. You talk about being sanctified, friend. You can be sanctified tonight. If you've been near the altar and you got down and asked him to forgive you, tonight finish the job. Ask him to come inside and to be your guide from now on. Ask him to tell him, I need the Holy Ghost. If you don't want to say ghost, say spirit. I don't care anymore. It's just so you've got it, friend. But it says Holy Ghost in my Bible. And that's what you need. That's going to be your guide. That's going to be your teacher. That's going to be the one every time you start to mess up, he'll bring it to your remembrance again. Do you not remember where I brought you from? A child, do you not know that you were so near dead in sin, but I have given you life everlasting through the blood of my precious son. Glory to God. It's time for people to come back, wake up, and stand up for Jesus. Glory to God. We don't have a short time, I don't think, to work, but praise God, work while there's still light, because the night is coming when all this world will be plunged into darkness. Glory to God. You say, what, the sun going out? No, the sun's coming back. S-O-N. He's coming back. And what's left of this world will be an everlasting darkness. It said they'll be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth because they'll be cast into that bottomless pit, that lake of fire burning with brimstone, and we don't have to suffer it. But to try to sanctify yourself good enough to please God is impossible for man.
Amen.
But it said, but Christ, all things are possible unto us. All
things. Amen.
But it's all through Jesus. It's all through the Savior. It's all through the sacrifice that he gave for every one of us. It never was about James Miles and how good he is. Because glory to God, I can remember things that James Miles had done in the past that showed me I wasn't very good at all. But praise God, I made one decision. Glory to God, I give up me. I let go of what I wanted, and I decided I wanted what he wanted for me. And glory to God, I ain't wanted for nothing since. I ain't had a miserable day, glory to God, that I couldn't look up and Jesus wasn't there to help me out of it. I ain't had a problem so big that I couldn't give it to him and he couldn't solve it. I hadn't had lonely, nowhere I've ever been. Glory to God, used to drive a truck across the United States. And glory to God, I never was alone in that truck. He was always there. And friend, I listened to gospel music when I drove. And I praised God and cried. And he keep me driving that truck straight. Glory to God. Sometimes I lift my hand and shout going down the road. That old truck had never bobble. Glory to God. Because there's somebody in there that take the wheel. I like that song, you know, Jesus take the wheel. You didn't have to ask him. He'd just do it because he loves you that much. He's here to protect you, to shield you from evil, to take sin off of you, to give you eternal life. Glory to God. He wants to sanctify you tonight. Glory to God. If you've been to the altar and you've got forgiveness and you stopped there, it's time to get down. And when you get up, let the job be done. Let the sanctification of God come into your soul because it starts there to clean the rest of you. Your soul's got to be clean before God. You've got to know that you know that you know that your blood bought, glory to God, paid for, and you sealed, sanctified, and forgiven of all unrighteousness. Glory to God. And you can't get it nowhere else. They don't sell it to stores. The government can't give it to you. It don't come on a check. Glory to God. It's been paid for long ago, and it's free to everyone that'll accept it. And all you got to do right now is confess Jesus Christ with your mouth out loud. Believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. And it said, thou shalt be saved. You shall be forgiven. You shall be cleaned up. You shall be thoroughly white clean. Glory to God. It tells us in baptism, glory to God over in Colossians, that you go down the old man, but he dies and is buried in baptism, and a new man gets up in his place. That's what you need to do. And if you didn't experience that, friends, you didn't experience Jesus. You fooled yourself. You deceived yourself. You're walking around thinking you got it made. And without Jesus, friend, you haven't got nothing. You're doing without. You're starving your soul. You're going to die, and you're going to go to that lake of fire. You've got to have Jesus. You've got to have the indwelling spirit inside you. And glory to God, till you don't, I'm telling you this, till you let it go and give up everything else to get a hold of him, you'll never have what you truly want. You'll never be satisfied no matter how much you got, because you can't be happy until he makes you happy. You can't know what he does in your soul. He even tells you, I'll fill you with unspeakable joy and full of glory. Hallelujah. Yeah. That's what I want for me, and that's what I want for my children. That's what I want for everybody listening. I want you to be filled, not just to be happy, friends. We're happy some days, other days we're miserable. But I want you to be filled with unspeakable joy. So happy you can't even tell nobody about it because they just wouldn't believe how happy you are. And full of glory. Well, if you're full of glory, it's not yours. It's the glory of God within you. That's the sanctifying power of God that every one of us needs. And if we try to do without it, I'm telling you what's going to happen. We're going to wind up on the left hand of God. On that side, the goats is going on. They ain't going into the kingdom. Praise God. They decided they was good enough to make it without God. I'm telling you this. I'm not. And I don't think you are either. I don't believe you can make it in without him. I don't believe you can even scratch the doorpost without him. Much less set your feet on that street of gold. Friend, before it's too late, before this hour's up, kneel down wherever you're at and tell God, you know, I want to be truly sanctified. I want to know what it feels like to be sanctified in my soul and in my spirit, God. I want to feel the unspeakable joy that this man's talking about. He sounds like he knows what he's talking about. It sounds like you give it to him. And if they could see the smile on my face, they'd know he had. Glory to God. Makes tears run down your eyes when you're not sad. It's just joy. You can't explain it. I feel so good sometimes. I bounce up and down, slang my hands in the air. And sometimes I run around the yard, and I'm 66 years old. And glory to God. And I still run for Jesus. And I'm going to run on till he calls me home, friend. You will too. Once you get to know who he really is, what he's really got in store for you, and all you got to do is ask for it from a pure heart, one that's truly repentant. He'll be there for you, and he'll be there from then on. And you can look at people and say, I have been forgiven. I am sanctified by God. I am going to be saved if all I got to do is endure in this to the end, and I will be saved. Glory to God, I'm already forgiven. But I'm working on being saved. He said, he who endures to the end, the same shall be saved. Glory to God. I'm working on it, Sister Betty. I'm striving. I want to go home one day. Hallelujah. I'm just traveling through here, but I want to go home, my permanent home, my forever home. Glory to God. A place where there's no pain, sickness, sorrow, dying, none of that stuff. All that stuff's gone. Praise God. And only be the glory of God shining in our lives forever and ever. If you don't want that, friend, you have never experienced it. And if you've ever experienced it and slid back, and you've backslid, there ain't a better time in the world than you come back to Jesus tonight. He's still waiting on you.
Amen.
You're just the prodigal son or daughter. He's waiting, and he'll run and meet you and fall on your neck and kiss you. And he'll put a ring on your finger. He'll put good shoes on your feet. Hallelujah. Because he wants you to walk on holy ground, his ground. He wants you to have him within you. It's your time right now. Your time to shine. Are you willing to cut the light on? Because without him, you can't make it. But with him, just like I said before, you can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengtheneth us. You can be sanctified every step of your life, everywhere you go. People can see the light shine from you. But he's got to come in first, because he's the one who cuts the light on. Now I turn back to you, Sister.
Good word, brother. Thanks for coming on and obeying God. Brother Willie, we're going to have one. Tim's going to sing one song, and then you can obey the Lord.
Go ahead, sister.
Praise God. Just worship the Lord with Tim and just let God have his way.
To each of us today, they say just do your own thing, it's your life anyway. God has told you plainly, now we must come out from the old. He is there for people, if we're going to live for him. So all there to be different in a world of compromise. And I'll stand for you, Jesus, though I might be criticized. For the immortal, all that criticized. So all there to be different in a world of now I may darkness and my name may never be. And rise like an old sinner for all the world to see. But I can hold my head up high, knowing if friend I may be. For I know when my Jesus comes, all is forever in royalty. I'll bear to be different in the world. pretty song. For me, you were really cool. All day Christmas on. So all their family and friends set apart and sanctified. Yes, all their family and friends set apart and sanctified.
Go ahead, Brother Willie.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's good to be back. Amen. Praise the Lord. And trying to do something for God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And obey God. Obey God's word. Amen. Praise the Lord. And, you know, we've been good preaching. Amen. Praise the Lord. By being sanctified, you know. And that's what God is wanting for us to do, for us to be sanctified. Amen. Praise the Lord. Be sanctifying him. Amen. Praise the Lord. And, you know, the Leviticus, so we're going to come at the book of Leviticus, and we praise the Lord, chapter 20. And I'm going to begin reading from Leviticus 26. Amen, praise the Lord. And this is what God was, you know, there was a penalty for a consulting spirit, you know, and God was getting tired of it. And in the book of Leviticus, you know, the Israelites was consulting a witchcraft, palm readers, you know, the wizards, and all them people, the devil worshipers really come to be down too. You know, a lot of people think that the witch is so good, but you know, anything that's not God is against God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And God do not need somebody to do that. Amen. Praise the Lord to tell us what he want for us to do. But in Leviticus 20:6, we read in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. You see, and the soul that turn after such as have family spirits and after wizards to go at a whoring after them, I will even set my face against that soul and will cut him off from among his people. In verse 7, he told the people, sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am the Lord your God, and ye shall keep my statutes and do them. I am the Lord which sanctifies you. But you know, we know that God requires the same thing today. You know, and that's why it's so many people, they're going to and fro, and amen, praise the Lord, and they want somebody to prophesy to them. They want somebody to tell them something. They want to hear a word from, well, they come from the Lord, amen, praise the Lord. And some people even go to the witchcraft people, you know, to the palm read or see what's the future is, see what is going to happen in their lives, you know, and for richness or for whatever other reasons they were going looking for. Palm readers, amen, praise the Lord. What is the future of their life? You know, I told somebody one time, they cost him $700 to call a palm reader to tell him the future. I told him, I said, you know what? I can tell you the future today. If you get right, you're going to go to heaven. If you don't live for God, you're going to go to hell. And that's about it, amen, praise the Lord. Because God knows our future. We got to know our future. I don't have nobody to tell me my future, because I know that my future, Jesus, hold my future, amen, praise the Lord, because if y'all live for him, amen, praise the Lord, I'm going to be sanctified. You know, that's the same body. A lot of people want to know how can they be sanctified and come to repent. As I said, Jesus Christ, amen, praise the Lord. That's the two things in the Bible that I hear a lot of people talking about it. Amen, praise the Lord. They said, the Lord will sanctify me. The Lord will move the mountain. That's the two things that God said, you got to do that. You got to use yourself. You got to, and he told them, Israelites right here. He said once again, and says, sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be ye holy. Amen, praise the Lord. How you want to sanctify yourselves when you repent and you come unto repentance and you walk away from the sin, you walk away from the devil's stuff, amen, praise the Lord. You begin to sanctify yourself, amen, praise the Lord. When God tells us what to do, God tells us where to walk, how to walk, who to go around with, amen, praise the Lord. Amen, you sanctify yourself, amen, praise the Lord, and their old friends ain't going to come around you because you are different people. You sanctify yourself. You don't talk like you used to talk. You don't act like you used to act you don't dress like you used to dress. Amen. Praise the Lord. You don't wash the things that you used to wash. Amen. Praise the Lord. So you don't have no communication with the world no more because you are a new creature. You tell them the things of God and not the things of the world. You don't tell them, amen. Praise the Lord, anything what happened on the soap apples because you've been sanctified. You don't wash the soap apples. Amen. Praise the Lord. You've been sanctified. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you don't run around like you used to run around. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we got to sanctify ourselves. Amen. Praise the Lord. Therefore, we got to sanctify ourselves. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's what God wants for us to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. To separate ourselves from all this witchcraft and all the violent things. Amen. Praise the Lord. All the people. Amen. Praise the Lord. They come. Amen. Praise the Lord. They're talking evil things. They're talking. Every time they open their mouth, use God's name in vain. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's what God wants for us to come out from among them and be separate people and sanctify ourselves. And we don't do that no more. I don't get dirty. You know, it's like you work on the yard all day long. You sweat, you stink, and everything. You get in the house, and somebody comes to your house and well, can you work on my car? I said, no, I'm not going to work on your car because I used to shower, and I'm just cleaning out right now. And the praise the Lord for that same body. I said that to say this. As the same time, be sanctified. Amen. Praise the Lord. People can say, well, let's go to the dance house. Let's go to the bar. Amen. Praise the Lord. We can say, no, I'm not going to go because I'm sanctified. I don't go to the devil places. I don't go to those places. Amen. And that's what's wrong for a lot of people today. All they call themselves the Holy Ghost field. They run around, amen, praise the Lord, to the dance house. They go to the bars, amen, praise the Lord. They're dancing for the devil, amen, praise the Lord. Or they're dancing with the devil, amen, praise the Lord. Let's put it like it is, amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, amen, and that's the way, what's wrong with me? What that these things happen to me? I know things will happen to each and every one of us. But let me tell you something. If you're serving God, if you got your food in the world and one in the church, something's going to happen to you. You're going to slide one way or another one, amen. And something is going to happen, amen. And so therefore, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what God requires today. He's the same God today. And like I said, so many people there, amen, praise the Lord, they say they're serving God, amen. So they're still, amen, praise the Lord, looking. They say, I want to know where my future is. I want to know what is going to happen. We go right here in Leviticus chapter 19, it's in my Bible, it's the same page. 19:31 is regard no thing that have family spirits, either seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am the Lord you got. So anything that you want, anything that you need, anything that you want to know, amen, praise the Lord. And God is greater than the wizards. God is greater than the wild spirits, the cow. God is greater, amen, praise the Lord, than anything, amen, praise the Lord. You want anything about your life, all you got to do, I believe, brother, somebody was saying, amen, praise the Lord, look in the mirror. Look in God's mirror, and he can show you what's wrong with you. You know, the mirror will tell you anything, any flaws that you got in your face. You got a freckles. The mirror will tell you. If you got a mole, the mirror will tell you. And the same thing with God, amen, praise the Lord. We can look in God's mirror, and he will let us know and say, God, how am I looking? Am I looking good for you, God? Amen, praise the Lord. Am I pleasing you with my life? Am I pleasing you, God? Amen, praise the Lord. We got to make sure, amen, praise the Lord, that we're pleasing God and no nobody else. We make sure, amen, praise the Lord, that we're pleasing God and know the pastor and know the congregation, know somebody else. It doesn't matter what anybody else say, amen, praise the Lord, that we need to ask God, Lord, are you pleased with me? Oh, you please with me, heaven, praise the Lord. And as I believe is God will please and he will let us know. Let me tell you something. I know that God speaks to us. I know God speaks to me, heaven, praise the Lord. A lot of people say, well, God don't talk to people no more. So we got to go to the wizard. We got to go to Pan Riddles. We got to go to this and that. Let me tell you something. If you want to hear from God, heaven, praise the Lord, get down on your knees. Heaven, praise the Lord. No, pray to God hear you. Pray faith till you hear God. Amen. Praise the Lord. But so many people kneel down and say, God, everything they need. Praise God. Want to speak to them, and they don't wait long enough for God to speak to them. Amen. And we, when we kneel down, we got to pray. We got to and let God hear us, and then we got to hear him what he said to us. Amen. Because he wants to talk to us. And God always want to talk to his people. And then God gave us example in the book of Genesis. Amen. Praise the Lord. When God came down, and he was looking for Adam, he wanted to have a fellowship with him. He wanted to talk to him. He used to come down in the cool of the day. Amen, praise the Lord. And one day, amen, praise the Lord, every evening, I believe every evening, God would come down and he talked to Adam. And one day he come in and he didn't find him. He said, Adam, where are thou? Adam, where are thou? Amen, praise the Lord. Adam said, I'm here because I'm naked. He said, who told you was naked? Amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, amen, praise the Lord, Adam blamed it on the woman. But let me tell you something. Each and every one of us got responsibility. Amen, praise the Lord. To sanctify ourselves. Each and every one of us, amen, a lot of people, I'm not sanctified because of my wife, or I'm not sanctified because of my husband. I'm not sanctified because of my kids. There ain't nobody can cause you not to be sanctified. Amen, praise the Lord, because each and every one, we got responsibility to be sanctified. When we stand before God, my wife ain't going to stand before God with me and say, well, that was my foul. Or, amen, praise the Lord, or their husband ain't going to stand before their wife and say, that was my foul. Or their kids ain't going to stand before God with you and say, well, that was our foul. She was sanctified. No, we're going to stand before God, each and every one of us, one-on-one. Amen, praise the Lord. And there ain't going to be no excuse. Amen, praise the Lord. They ain't going to say, well, I could not hear you. God, I didn't know you. Amen, praise the Lord. He said, I was there with you. I would never leave you. I would never forsake you. I was there every day, and you didn't have a time to talk to me. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's what God was telling the Israelites. The Israelites began, amen, praise the Lord, to look, amen, praise the Lord, for witchcraft, for people to talk to them, and wizards, and palm riddles, and tell them their future, amen, praise the Lord. And God was finally, God told them, amen, praise the Lord, to sanctify themselves and be holy, amen, praise the Lord. And I believe we live in the time that I believe that God is speaking to the nation, to the world, amen, praise the Lord. I believe God is seeking touch, amen, praise the Lord, of people looking for any other gods. Amen, praise the Lord. So many false gods out there. So many gods, amen, praise the Lord, that people is looking for, but there's only one God. There's only one creator. There's only one, amen, praise the Lord, one God, one Son, one Holy Ghost, amen, praise the Lord. No man go to the Father, to Jesus Christ, amen. Jesus Christ is the way. He is the door, amen, praise the Lord. It's everything that we ever need, amen, praise the Lord. We don't need to look for somebody else. We don't need somebody else to tell him. A lot of people looking for a prophet to prophesy to them. All they're looking at, so many prophets is lying to people. So many prophets is lying to people today. Amen, praise the Lord. But let me tell you something. If we come unto God, if you want to hear the word of God, just go to God. Amen, praise the Lord, because he wants to talk to us. Amen, praise the Lord. He said, I am with you. I am with you. Amen, praise the Lord. And the verse 8, he said, and you shall keep my statutes and do them. I am the Lord which sanctifies you. So therefore, amen, praise the Lord, when we separate ourselves from the things of this world for sin, God sanctifies, amen, praise the Lord. He began to work in us. He began to put something, amen, praise the Lord, that's true God in us, amen, praise the Lord. You know, it's a lot of people want to know how long it takes for us to be sanctified. As soon as you allow God to come into your heart and clean you up, he takes a second. In 5 minutes, amen, praise the Lord, you will be sanctified. In 5 minutes, amen, praise the Lord, you let God come and get all the garbage, everything, amen, praise the Lord, every demon, every spirit, Satan, every foul language, every hate, bitterness, everything, amen, praise the Lord, adultery, fornication, everything that was in your heart, that God will come and he'll get rid of everything, amen, praise the Lord, and he'll dump. And the Bible said when he come in, he takes our sins and he poured it on the deep of the sea and the sea of forgiveness where he can remember that no more. Amen, praise the Lord. He will never remember your sins no more. So, amen, praise the Lord. I know a lot of people remind you, but, amen, praise the Lord, but God will never remind you no more. Amen. Because your sins have been cast. He has forgiven us. Thank God for that. Amen. Praise the Lord. He does not remember no more. But then after that, amen. Praise the Lord. He wants for us to be sanctified. He wants for us to call upon the name. Amen. Praise the Lord. The name of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. We go right here in the book of John chapter 17. And this is what Jesus was talking to his disciples. In 17, we're going to begin in 16. St. John 17, 16 says, we all know of the world. Even as I am no other word. Sanctify thee into the truth. The word is true. As thou hast sent me unto the world, even so have I also sent thee unto the world. 19 says, for their sake I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified through the truth. Amen. Praise the Lord. It is Jesus Christ is in us. We are sanctified through him because he is the truth. He is the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. If the word of God is in us, if it's Jesus Christ in us, we are sanctified. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because we cannot be sanctified. How can we be sanctified if Jesus Christ is not in us? We cannot sanctify ourselves. You know, the Bible says in the book of Isaiah, I believe it's in chapter 3. Amen. Praise the Lord. Where that God, we are, amen. Praise the Lord, like a righteousness is a filthy rock. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are nothing. Yeah. I don't care how good moral life we live. I don't care what we do to people. But with that God, we are unholy, not just like a dirty rag, amen, praise the Lord. But with God, amen, praise the Lord, we clean, we righteous, we sanctify, amen, praise the Lord. Sanctification, you know, a lot of people don't want to hear sanctification no more because the love can. Amen, praise the Lord. The luck living sin. The luck, amen, praise the Lord. We don't have to act like the world. We don't have to, amen, praise the Lord, be imitators of the world. But let the world be imitators of us, amen, praise the Lord. A lot of people want to imitate the world. They want to act like the world. They want to dress like the world. They want to talk like the world. They want to sing like the world. We are not of the world, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what Jesus was talking in chapter 17 in St. John, amen. He was praying for us, and he was saying, Lord, amen, praise the Lord. He said, I will leave them in this world, but they are not of this world. But I sanctify myself so they can be sanctified through me, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what God wants for us to do. If we in Jesus Christ, if Jesus Christ in us, amen, praise the Lord, we are sanctifying him, amen, praise the Lord, because he is saint. He is the holy. He is sanctified, amen, praise the Lord. He is sanctified, amen, praise the Lord. He is being sanctified by the Father and sanctify himself, amen, praise the Lord. When Jesus Christ walked on this world, he did not walk on the way of the unholy people. He did not talk like they talk, amen, praise the Lord. He separated himself, amen, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And that's what God wants for us to do, amen, praise the Lord, to separate ourselves, amen, praise the Lord. Oh, a lot of people say, well, if I can dress like the world, I can bring the world to Jesus. No, you are wrong. You're wrong, amen, praise the Lord. Only way you can bring the world to Jesus is be sanctified, and that world can say, I want what he's got. I want what she's got. Amen. It's something about the person. It's something about the man. It's something about the woman. It's different than anybody else. It's different than the other creatures. It's different than the other things. It's different than the other Christians. It's something about it, amen, praise the Lord. And I want what they got, amen, praise the Lord. But we got to be ourselves, amen, praise the Lord. We cannot be imitators of the world, amen, praise the Lord. But we got to separate ourselves from the world, amen, praise the Lord. He said, be ye holy as I am holy. It's a God, amen, praise the Lord. A lot of people say, there's no one holy, no one holy. There's no one perfect, amen, praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. This is what God said. Be ye that perfect. Perfect is my heavenly Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. Amen, praise the Lord. He wants for us to work on the perfection. If Jesus Christ lives in us and he is perfect, we got to be perfect. Amen, praise the Lord. A lot of people don't understand what perfection is. It's the perfect in the spirit, not perfect in the flesh, but perfect in the spirit, amen, praise the Lord. Because, the flesh is going to make mistakes. Yes, amen, praise the Lord. Sometimes we're going, amen, praise the Lord, we go out to the store for a gallon of milk. We're going to get some buttermilk. Amen, praise the Lord. But they ain't going to cause us to go to hell because we make the mistake. Amen, praise the Lord. Sometimes people go to the gas station. Instead of get gas on the car, they put diesel. Amen, praise the Lord. Yeah, there's a mistake of the flesh, but they ain't going to cause you to go to hell. Amen, praise the Lord. Yeah, amen, praise the Lord. The flesh is going to make mistakes, but the spirit is going to, praise the Lord, the spirit got to be perfect. family. It's got to be perfect, praise the Lord, because the Spirit God lives in us, and it is perfect. Amen, praise the Lord. And then we got to understand what perfection is. That's a spiritual thing. If the people are not walking on the Spirit, they cannot understand the spiritual things. And that's why so many people say, well, I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. And they keep in sin. They keep living in sin. They keep doing the same thing. They keep living in the same thing. Amen, praise the Lord. Oh, so many people said, well, I'll tell you why. If it was for my nerves, I would quit smoking. I'll tell you why. If it was for my nerves, I would quit drinking the liquor. If it was for my, well, I'll tell you why. What you need is Jesus Christ. Amen, praise the Lord. He will take care of the nerves. Will take care of the anxiety. Amen, praise the Lord. He take care of everything. Amen, praise the Lord. You don't have to know excuse, because if you take the fuel of God, amen, praise the Lord, he will sanctify you. Amen, praise the Lord. All we got to do is be filled with the power. All we got to be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen, praise the Lord. And so,
yes, Lord.
Amen, praise the Lord. So many people that can go on and on, and they say, well, I tell you what, I don't know where the Holy Ghost is. I go to Pentecostal church, but if we don't practice, we don't have the Holy Ghost there. We don't know where the Holy Ghost is. Praise the Lord. I believe every minister, every pastor got to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen, praise the Lord. We got to be, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what Jesus told the disciples in the book of Acts. Amen, praise the Lord. He said, go ye to the upper room and tell there to you receive power from on high, and then you be my witness in Judea, Jerusalem, and to all other world. Amen, praise the Lord. And I believe what Jesus was telling to be filled with the Holy Ghost before he sent them forth. Amen, praise the Lord. And I believe the same message that was in the same message today. He wants, amen, praise the Lord, for people. He wants for his ministers to be filled with the power of God. Amen, praise the Lord. He wants, amen, praise the Lord. We live in the time that a lot of people say, well, I'm a pastor, but, everybody don't have to. God did not fill everybody with the Holy Ghost. Well, I believe that he will. I believe if you ask him.
Yes.
I believe if the people sanctify themselves, if they sanctify themselves, I believe God will, amen, praise the Lord. I believe God, amen, praise the Lord, will fill them with the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost is no racist. The Holy Ghost is no prejudice. As whosoever will, whosoever sanctify, praise the Lord, whosoever sanctify themselves, for is where the Holy Ghost will enter it. Amen. And that's what I believe is what God wants for us to do. And once again, it's what Jesus said. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. In verse 18 and 19 and in John 17. And for their sake, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified. So what is this talking about? That we're supposed to be sanctified or not? Yeah, that's what he said. He said he sanctified himself so that we can be sanctified too. Amen, praise the Lord. And thank God for the sanctification. Thank God for the Holy Ghost, because his power to help us overcome the things of this world. I've been serving God for 34 years, but I'm not serving God for 34 years because I on my own power. I've been serving God because the power of God. Amen. By my own, I can do nothing. Amen, praise the Lord. But because of him, he gave me the power. He gave me the will. Amen, praise the Lord, to be holy, to be sanctified. I was able to overcome the things of the world. Amen, praise the Lord. Yeah, amen, praise the Lord. We all been tempted. We get tempted with all manner of temptation. But it's like Jesus Christ. He was tempted with all manner of temptation. But thank God he overcome. If he overcome, we can overcome this too. Amen, praise the Lord. We don't have to we don't have to follow unto temptation. We don't have to yield to sin. Amen, praise the Lord. We can, amen, praise the Lord, we can live for God and be sanctified. If he's, amen, praise the Lord, if he is sanctified, amen, praise the Lord. And we just thank God, amen, praise the Lord, because God is good, amen, praise the Lord. Where the holiness, no man shall see God. Amen, praise the Lord, is what the book of Hebrews says. So that is what? Holiness, sanctification, perfection, all they come the same thing. Amen, praise the Lord. You know, the Bible says when God called Enoch, amen, praise the Lord, he said, Enoch, and love God, amen, praise the Lord, and he come, amen, praise the Lord, unto perfection, and God called him in unto upon heaven, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what we got to do, amen, praise the Lord. Amen, God in that please the Lord, and that's what we got to do. Sin will never please God. Sin will never please God. Sin will cause God to turn his back upon you. Amen, praise the Lord. But sanctification, amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible said, walk nigh to God, and he will walk nigh to you, and I will live, amen. Praise the Lord. And you walk to God one step, he takes two steps to you, amen. Praise the Lord, because he loves us, and his grace is sufficient. His grace is great, amen. Praise the Lord. And he wants, amen. Praise the Lord, to receive God, amen. Praise the Lord. God loves us so much. God loves us so much. If the people only can trust God, if the people really just can trust God just a little bit, amen, praise the Lord, because he loves us so much. You know, we preach about the love of God, and we still cannot describe the love of God. We still cannot, amen, praise the Lord, there's not enough words to describe the love of God that he had for the world, amen, praise the Lord, that Jesus Christ left the kingdom, his kingdom, amen, praise the Lord, and he came, amen, praise the Lord, to be born, amen, praise the Lord, with the animals, and he grew up to be poor, amen, praise the Lord, he grew up, amen, praise the Lord, and he was beat up, amen, praise the Lord, he was crucified, amen, praise the Lord, just because he loved the world, just because he loved us, amen, praise the Lord, and therefore, if we love him, we sanctify ourselves, amen, if we love him enough, amen, praise Lord, we can say he paid the price, amen, praise the Lord, everything that I have received is free, amen, praise the Lord, yes, after we can say we're going to have to pay the price, but let me tell you something, there's no real price that we got to pay, because through Jesus Christ, we can do all things, we can do things to crush Jesus, the strength in us, amen, praise the Lord, and I believe we can overcome sin, we are more conquerors, amen, praise the Lord. We cannot overcome sin. We can overcome everything, amen. Jesus did. He overcome sin. He overcome the grave. He overcome the death. He overcome the devil. He overcome the sickness. He overcome everything. He overcome hate. He overcome. And Jesus could hate the soldiers that put the nails on his hand and his feet. He could hate the ones that put the crown, the thorn in his head, amen, praise the Lord. He overcome all that. He overcome everything that come against him, amen, praise the Lord. He overcome everything. And I know we can overcome it, praise the Lord, by sanctification. Be sanctified and be that holy, amen, praise the Lord. I pray somebody got something, amen, praise the Lord. I pray somebody be blessed, amen, praise the Lord. And I turn over to you, sister baby. God bless you, amen.
Good word, Brother Willie. Thanks for coming on and helping us. We got a message a few minutes ago from a lady that's listening by Facebook, and she was praising God for this broadcast, and she said that wonderful preaching, as I heard as a girl, I was saved under that kind of preaching and learned what baptism of the Holy Ghost was. So we just thank God for Dorothy tonight listening in, and we're going to have Tim come around and sing a couple songs, and then Brother Miles, you might want to get ready and just obey God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Thank you, Jesus.
I will draw a strength from Jesus as I wait upon his grace. I will take my comfort from him. I will find in him sweet rest. For there is no other fountain where I can be more satisfied than in the no blessings will be denied. The morning in that yonder city, I will always be sweet so long. In God's presence forever. sin and pain. Will all be gone, for there is no other fountain where I can be more satisfied. It is the all of Christ my Savior. Don't let me go till we deny. When we lift up holy hands in the temple of the Lord, and raise our hands together with our hearts in one accord, how divided he must be. Just look up all and see two hands that never have been raised before. Now there are two more hands of praise, two more hands of living praise. There are two more hands he's never seen before. And when we sing redemption song, two more hands of praise alone. When we two more hands to praise the Lord. Chosen for my sacrifice, alone to pay the price for the sin that I was in. It had come to take my life, but he raised his hand for me. Soldiers fell into a tree, and with lifted hands, he won the victory. Now there are two more hands to praise, two more hands to live and pray. There are two more hands he's never seen before. And when we sing redemption song, two more hands up and below. When we stand there, two more hands to praise the Lord. When we stand there, two more hands to praise the Lord.
Go ahead, Brother Miles. Go ahead, Brother Miles.
All right, sis. I'm saying, you know, what Brother Willie's saying is, you know, we got to clean ourselves up. That's the sanctifying we do. But we can't sanctify ourselves without God. And this one says, I'm going to read some out of the fifth chapter, book of Ephesians, start at verse 5. For this you know, that no whoremonger, no unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. So we got to quit the things we were doing. If we're liars, he said all liars have their place in the lake of fire. So we have to stop lying.
Amen.
And I mean, that goes cheating on taxes, lying to keep paying so many taxes on something, say I bought it for a dollar instead of what you really give for it. All that lying to God is sin, and sin is keep you from the kingdom of God.
Amen.
It said, let no man deceive you with vain words, For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. That's the sanctification we can do. We can clean ourselves up. We can actually turn ourselves away from all the things we were doing and turn toward God and start studying the Word and getting that Word inside us and believing the Word, because the Word is Jesus. He was the Word of God made flesh. So when you believe the Word, you believe in Jesus. And you get to study.
Amen.
It tells you a lot of things we have to do. There's a lot of commandments besides the Ten Commandments. And it said, glory to God. So, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Well, the truth is the Word of God. Everybody knows that. And the goodness and the righteousness is God. It's His righteousness imputed to us that takes our sins away. Because if we didn't need His righteousness, we could do our own righteousness and go on. But you can't make it without God. It's a privilege.
Amen.
Even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. And yet I've heard them in church. Somebody come in. I know him. He sells dope. I know he sold it to so-and-so. I remember that because he told me that's where he used to buy dope. Friends, that ain't what you're supposed to do. Don't speak about what they're doing. Seek God for them. Get down and pray.
Amen.
That's how you get sanctified in yourself, is because your mind don't jump to dirty stuff or jump to what they did or who they used to be. They're in church seeking something. Help them find it.
Amen.
Glory to God. Now, that's when you get sanctified, when you get to thinking like God does about us.
Amen.
But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. You know, see, they always do things in the night, the darkness, the crooks, and all that stuff. Because if the light, people sees them and knows their deeds. And he said, wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest. Boy, he's talking to a lot in the church. And arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. And I know I've told this before. I've heard Brother Yearwood say this. He said, I went to church the other day, visited a church, and that church was dead as 4 o'clock. And I tell you what, he's talking about nobody moved. Nobody had a semblance of knowing God. Nobody was trying to praise God for anything. They just sat there. And you can go to church and just sit there all you want, but don't expect to get nothing out of it if you're not willing to put nothing into it. And that's what God is. You got to put your heart in God if you expect to get God in your heart. Glory to God.
Yeah.
You got to put everything aside just for the hope of getting a hold of Him and having Him inside you. It said, and be not drunk with wine, where is it in his excess, but be filled with the Spirit. He even tells you how to do things. Be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in songs and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. And that's what he said. We submit ourselves to each other because we fear God. We don't want to rule over anybody. But here's what it says about wives and husbands. And boy, this don't work much anymore in our modern times. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be their own husbands in everything. Now, that's what he tells us. Now, how many do that? How many believe in that? How many walk in that? If you don't walk in the Word of God, how can you say you belong to God if you don't believe the Word, if you don't want to put it in action? And that ain't saying that you ought to have a husband that rules over you and gets mad at you if you're at the store 20 minutes too long than you should, or it takes you too long to go to town, and they're jealous, and they're this, and they're that. That's not what he's talking about. He's saying that you're married together. He's the head. You're right under it. Y'all share everything. That's being a husband and wife, because you go wrong. And he said, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Now, see, if a husband loves his wife like he should, he'll give himself to his wife. She ain't got to worry about him ruling over, keeping her under his thumb. Praise God. He gives himself to her. He gives her authority in the house. She rules that house. Glory to God. You know, that's the way it works, too. My wife used to do everything in the house, but I done all the yard work, the flower beds, the mowing, all this stuff like that. I did it because that was my job. And I went and worked, and I had her stay at home. That's the way it ought to be. He said, this is why he done that. He said that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word. See, there's that sanctify word again. That's the reason the husband and wives do what God said instead of what women's lib said, or male authority says. It ain't no male authority or female authority. God's rich to both of them in love, and they need to be together in everything they do, that Jesus, he might sanctify and cleanse it, talking about the church, with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loves himself. And said, no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, even as the Lord the church. And see, he's telling us things that we need to do. And today, there's so many of the women in this country, glory to God, they don't ever get married. They just have children. They don't get married. They just live together. But you can't do that and please God. You can't do that and go to church and claim you're serving God. You're a liar and the truth ain't in you. Because if this word of God is not being enacted in your life, you can't have Jesus, friend. And I'm sorry if you don't like that, but the truth is the truth. And glory to God. Ain't it time that we get back in this word and get this word on and in us and in our lives and start doing what the Bible says? Why do you think our country is falling apart? Why do you think the government trying to divide everybody up by skin color and race and all this goofy stuff when we're all children of God? We're all seen in the eyes of God the same. There is no difference. And a Christian don't see you different. I don't care what they tell you about Christians, but Christians will love you no matter if you're good or bad to them. They'll pray for you, and because that's what he said to do, and we try to obey the word. Glory to God. But chapter 6 says this: finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, not my power, his might. Is it put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil? Well, what is the armor of God? Does anybody know? Glory to God. He tells you what it is in that chapter. But I thought about one thing he said. Glory to God. You got that shield of faith. Hallelujah. That hold up to keep the devil from hitting with his old darts. But you got one thing to fight back with the sword of the Spirit. Does anybody know what that is tonight? Glory to God. That's the word of God. And it's got to be in you before you can use it as a sword, before you can fight the enemies that come at you in this life. Everything it attacks you, you've got to have the word of God. You've got to have the Spirit of God. That's what it says. Glory to God. It's just as plain as day. Hallelujah. And I think it said, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Every bit of that armor is protection that you put on that he tells you about. Every bit of it is the protection you put on. That's applying the word of God to our lives. Glory to God. But he said, take that spirit also, because this is what you fight back with. It is the word of God. That's what Jesus, after he was tempted, hallelujah, 40 days and nights, he fasted in the wilderness, and here come old Satan to tempt him and try him. Everything Satan said, Jesus would quote the word to him. And finally, old Satan had to leave him alone. He couldn't do nothing with him because he was fighting with the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Hallelujah. If you want to be sanctified tonight, in the old time sanctification, you've got to get this word in your life, not just in you and in your mind where you can remember it, but in your life. You've got to start living this before God, before you can have God, before you can please God, before you can be sanctified of God, before you can sanctify yourself. You've got to believe the word of God, put it in your heart, and put it into action in your life. So many today, they love the word of God. They love to hear the preacher say, God loves you the way you are. But God said, you must be born again. So something's wrong with the way you are when you're living in this world without God. And you must be born again. In other words, that old man got to die and a new one get up. That's what the word of God says. That's how you get really sanctified. The sanctification that lasts forever is when you are born again and Jesus comes on the inside, friend. That's the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, which is Jesus Christ, that lives within you. And when we get that, we are not going to fall. We're not going to falter. We're not going to yield. We're not going to give up. We're not going to give in, and we're not going to give out. Praise God. But we'll stand until that last minute of that last day. Glory to God. We'll stand for the word of God and for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Friend, that's sanctification. That's when he sanctifies you and puts your feet on that rock, never to be moved again. Glory to God. He'll come inside you, hallelujah, and give you the strength to do what you can't do. He'll give you the strength to stand in temptation and look at it and say, no, I've got Jesus, and that's all I need. Hallelujah. The word of God said it was him. I can do all things, and I'm telling you, I don't need that. I've got Jesus. He supplies my needs. Philippians 4:19. According to his riches and glory, God will supply all my needs. Glory to God. By Christ Jesus. That's how my needs are met. That's how my strength comes. That's how my sanctification comes. It was by Christ Jesus, by the word of God being in my life. That's why I don't want to do the things I used to do. That's why I don't want to be the person I used to be. That's why I want to please my mother and daddy instead of tormenting them the way I did when I was young. Glory to God, worrying them to death, thinking I might not make it home, and me out drinking and running the roads. Praise God. But I had a God that watched over me. He knew something about my future that I didn't know. Glory to God. I've heard people say, he ain't never going to mount to nothing, talking about me. Praise God. And then I'm in church, and they'll be in the church house, and I get to preach, and they'll come to me out of church and say, boy, you're a miracle. I never, ever thought anything about hearing you preach. I didn't think you'd ever even get saved. But my God was bigger than my sin. My God was bigger than my iniquity. My Savior, with mercy and grace, reached down his mighty hand, and he sanctified me unto him. He put it in my heart a longing to get rid of the junk and the dirt and the filth and the torment and tortures that had been in my life. And I wanted to come to the light of God. I was tired of darkness, tired of sin, tired of everything Satan was doing to me. He used me as a puppet. And glory to God, now I got one, hallelujah, that's pulling my heartstrings. And it's my heart that leads me where I need to go. That's true sanctification, friend. When Jesus Christ
God.
Is the one that carries you where you need to go. I remember I told this several times. But when I went and bought this car out here, bought it brand new, and I anointed the dash, and me and Brenda prayed over it. And I said, God, let this car take me everywhere you'd have me go. But God, don't let it take me nowhere you don't want me going. And that's how you've got to live your life. That's when you're sanctified, is when you pray a prayer like that about you, not your car, not this and that, but about your life. Lord, let me do what you'd have me do, and don't let me do nothing you'd not have me do. I don't want to do wrong, but I want to do right. I want to please you. Glory to God. When you're sanctified, that's all you'll study. How can I please God? How can I show him I love him just a little bit more? How can I go that extra mile with him? Hallelujah, God, because he loves me. And hallelujah, I love him. And I'm not ashamed to tell it. Praise God. He's been better to me than anything in this world. He's carried me through the death of my wife, death of my daddy. Glory to God. But you know what? I made it through. And I'm going on. And I know I'll see him again. Glory to God. I got a promise from him. And I'm going to see him in glory. Hallelujah. One day soon, hallelujah, and I'll never leave them again. We'll never be parted. A friend, that's enough to say what you make you want to go to heaven. But I want to see Jesus. I want to see the one that died for me. I want to see the one that loved me enough to sanctify a wretch like me. If he loved me that much, I've got to see him. I've got to make it home. I've got to see a Savior that could love us that much while we was yet sinners. That he would die knowing I was going to do all the things I did, and he still died to save me. A friend, that's love, and that's what we need today. If this world had more love and less of this envy and hatred and stuff that's going on, this whole world could be saved. But as long as we're playing with the devil and holding hands and playing patty cake with him, you'll never hold the hand of God. You've got to let go of everything else to get a hold of him. And it's worth it, friend. I'm telling you today, it's worth it. Get a hold of Jesus. Let him get a hold of you. Let him truly come in. You clean yourself up much as you can. Sanctify, push yourself out. Glory to God to where you want to please God. Then ask him to forgive you, cleanse you of all unrighteousness. And let him really sanctify your soul. That's what's going to matter. Now, I love y'all, every one of you. I'm going to turn it back to you, Sister Betty.
Do you have any prayer requests, Brother Miles?
I just want everybody to pray for our nation. It's just...
Amen.
I don't know. It seems like it's getting more wicked every day. And the stupid things that the ones in authority is trying to do, is trying to teach kids and all this stuff. We don't need more hatred, people. We need to get back to the love of God. Like I learned when I was going to school. They prayed every morning for us. They prayed for our education. They prayed for us to be smart enough to learn, and they would be smart enough to teach us. And they told us they loved us, and that's teachers. Today the teachers just want you to hurry up and get out of the room where they can go home and rest, and they don't care about nothing. And they got to start caring about the kids again and love them. And there's so many kids out there today that hadn't got parents because they threw them away. And, you know, I'm praying for them. I pray for all the foster kids out there and all the ones at this children's hospital and up at St. Jude that's got cancer, and pray for their families. And I just ask all the lost today, hear this message. Share this out to somebody because somebody needs this. Somebody needs to know God still loves you. You may have done awful things, but God still loves you. And he's waiting for you to cry out to him where he can come and show you just how much he loves you today. And turn it to you, Sister Betty.
Thank you for that good word. We're going to have Tim come around and sing a couple songs, and we're going to have the prayer request. And if there's any time after that, then Brother Willie can obey the Lord for a few minutes. Brother Willie?
Yes.
Do you have any prayer requests?
Yeah, like we can continue praying for my family that needs the Lord, and just continue pray for our church too, and just pray for my brother-in-law Junior. He went to the doctor yesterday, and he's got a lot of problems and anything. You know, I really know everything about it, so we just leave it up to that. You know, he just needs prayer, and I guess he's continuing to pray for William, too, because, you know, he's taking care of him, and he's praying that God will help him. You know, I don't really know those spiritual life, but, you know, he's praying for those spiritual life, too. You know, they may be saved, and let's pray for this brother, Arthur Bates. He needs a lot of prayer too. He's got some. He's shut in too, and just continue pray for him. Pray for Sister Betty Wilson and Linda, we pray for my sister LaWanda. I think she had a lot of problems with her shoulders too, and they're talking about doing surgery or something. You know, just pray that God's will be done on that situation. And I just want to give a praise request to praise report. I was talking about my older sister. You know, we've been praying for them to be saved and everything. I know this. You know, this is the first time she asked me. She said, can you find me a Bible somewhere? But I need it with a bigger print. And you know, God is working right on her. You know,
amen.
Praise the Lord. And so, you know, I need to find the Bible. You know, to send to her and find the way to send it. So I just like we have to pray for the situation too. You know, and you know this what we're talking about. You know, you sanctify yourself, and God began to do work for you. You know, He began. There's no reason if we sanctify and we keep His commandments. There's no reason why God could not hear our prayers. You know. And God wants to hear our prayers. He loves us, the mark, amen, praise the Lord. That He wants for us to talk to Him. He wants for us to pray, amen, praise the Lord. But, yeah, yes, you know, there's so many more requests. You know, God knows everything about it, so we want to put it in. You know, yes, continue to pray for us. You know, the Lord, that we need God in our hearts, amen. We need more God, more of God, amen, praise the Lord. And, you know, I want to know more about Him, amen, praise the Lord. So, Just continue to pray for that, and so we turn over to you, Sister Betty.
Okay. We have a lot of prayer requests coming in. It just breaks my heart to see all the stuff that's wrong with these people, but we know that we have a God that is a healer, and we can do exceeding abundantly above what we could ask or think. So we're just going to take all these to the Lord in prayer after I read them off here. Let's remember my brother Larry. He needs prayer. He's waiting to get a surgery done on his leg. And remember Wanda Bivens. She's needing healing in her body. Sherry has cancer, and Jean's been having migraine headaches real often. And Michael Martin needs healing in his body. Lori Clark has cancer. I can't even read my own writing. Daniel Friend said to pray for him. He had an epidural shot, and he said the pain's real bad. So just pray that God will take the pain out of his body. Dusty Hicks got saved a few months ago on this broadcast. Right, he's needing a miracle from God. They still haven't found out what's wrong with him, so just pray for him. Pray that he'll stay strong in the Lord. Angie McLemore needs a miracle. She went to the doctor, and they said that she had 2 tumors on her colon, but we're just going to believe God that He's going to remove them. And my sister-in-law, Barbara Dockery, she has bone cancer. She's needing God to touch her, and she told me the other day she wasn't doing real good, so just pray for her because we know who the healer is. And Joyce said to remember her and her family. Dean Woods has cancer and needs God to move for him. Marianne Thomas needs a miracle. Kenneth Stiles had cancer removed off of his face, needs God's healing touch. Hazel needs a healing, and Tammy Stiles needs healing in her body, and she needs strength to take care of her mom and her mother-in-law and her husband that are all 3 sick. Just remember that family. Judy Hayes needs prayer. She was going for an injection in her back, so remember her. Josie Livingston, she needs our continued prayers for her health. And let's remember all the churches that are really working for God and really true to God. Be lifting all them up and all the pastors and just the whole congregation. And let's pray for the ones that haven't been going to church that need to be in church. Pray that God will deal with them. Brother Mitchell needs a a job to where he can be in church every service. So just pray that Brother Mitchell will get that job that God wants him to have. And pray for Brother Ron. He needs healing in his body. And pray for the church that he pastors, God's House of Prayer in Cleveland. And pray for our pastor, Don Harris. He needs strength in his body. Pray for his sister, Nellie Worthy. She's doing better than what she was doing, but she still needs God's touch. And his also his other sister, Irene, she's needing a healing in her body. And just remember Bonnie's legs and eyes and Billy's lungs. And he said he had a pulled muscle the other day, so remember him. And let's pray for this country and pray that God will turn some situations around. And pray for my brother-in-law that has Lyme disease. Isom Lamb, he also has that Lyme disease. Let's pray for him and ask God to touch him. Nancy Cook Wilkerman, she lost her husband here a while back. Continue to pray for her. Frankie Jane Yearwood needs healing, and Liz Yearwood needs healing. Let's remember Brother Willie, Sister Lily, and Varnell Full Gospel, and all of Willie's family in Mexico, and the ones that need salvation and the ones that need healing. And let's pray for Sister Reba Pettit. She just lost her husband here a couple weeks back, and Brother Bobby used to come on the radio with us, and she's heartbroken, and she's 80-some years old, and she just needs God to touch her and to comfort her. So remember all the families that have lost loved ones, that God will comfort them and give them strength to keep going on for him. And Sherry Sexton said to pray for her sister's grandson. They don't give him any hope. They said that they've done all they can do for him. So just remember that family in your prayers. But we know that God, he's even raised the dead before, so he can lift this guy up out of his sick bed and heal him. So let's just pray for this situation. And let's pray for a guy that was in a dune buggy accident. He's last time I heard, he was in Erlanger Hospital with over 100 stitches in his head and other stuff wrong with him from wreck. So remember him. Sissy Cribb needs a miracle in her body. This guy named Josh that fell off of a roof and landed on his head on a brick surface, he really needs God to move for him. Denise Pollard, her dad had a stroke here recently, and it messed his mind up, and she needs strength in her body to take care of him. Let's pray for the ones that are in hospitals, nursing homes, jails, and I think that's about all I have, but let's pray for all the ones listening by Facebook that have needs. There's many on here that have needs. So one of my friends, Doris, has a little grandbaby that's been in the hospital, I think, as long as it's been born, and it's a few months old now, and it's been having trouble digesting its food, eating and everything. So just lift this little baby up to God and ask God to heal this baby and send it home to its family.
Yes.
And just pray for everybody out there listening, like I said, that has needs. It's on Facebook, all those on Blog Talk Radio, and all those listening from around the world. I know there's many people that need God's touch, and I heard that over in South Africa that people were literally starving to death because of all the stuff that's going on. So let's just keep them lifted up in prayer also. Okay?
Amen.
We'll all go to the Lord in prayer.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, you come before your mighty throne tonight, God.
Thank you for your grace.
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 Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your
In the liberal, we pray for this broadcast, Lord. I
pray that you will continue to make the way. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. And bless the Lord and give us that word. Help the Lord to be a one man and one accord. Help us, Lord, to become an agreement, Lord. And the word of God, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to bless your children. Help us not overcome, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you. Lord, I thank you, Father. Lord, I pray you, Lord, and I glorify you. Lord, we magnify this God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And we stand in the name of Christ, Lord, even right now, Lord. And now we live by your word, Lord. Hallelujah. Nothing to me, Lord. Nothing to me, Lord. We live, hallelujah. Lord, we pray, Lord, for the command and be with the Lord. And heal the body, Lord, and mind, Lord, and have him bring in, Lord. And hallelujah, you open the windows of heaven and pull your blessed up and then, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, the world, the world, the blessed God, Lord. Lord, we know that you are the Lord, hallelujah, Lord. We know that you are the provider, Lord. We know that you are the way, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, you wait, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord. And I praise you, Lord. I glorify you, Lord. And finally, Father, we God, Lord, your holy name, Lord. And I give you praise, Lord. We give it to you, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for that place, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for that place, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for that Holy Ghost that will fall upon us, Lord, upon our mind, Lord. And the living man, and help us, Lord, to be, Lord, whatever you want us to be, Lord, because it's not that we're being left in this condition, Lord. That we come up out of our mouths, Lord. That we bring the blood of Jesus over you people, Lord. And the live, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray to you, Lord. And I thank you, Father, Lord, we pray to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we pray to you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, we glorify and praise your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, our time is coming on again. We thank everybody for tuning in, listening, and just share this broadcast out, if you will, and tell your friends and your family to listen in next week, next Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. USA Eastern Standard Time. And we just want to say that we love everyone listening, and God bless until next time. We love y'all.
Okay.
Good night.
Love y'all. God bless everybody.
God bless. We love y'all. Good night.